Okay, let's pick up the Gemara from the fourth line. Manim min Abdi de Rabashi. Gemara has a mice here. Manim min Abdi de Rabashi. Mishalei Ksainto b'mayo. V'ishtat cham talo losa. So this Ksainis got wet and he put it on top of the sukkah. Omele Rabashi, dal you take it down. Dolei lehmu k'masachi b'dova m'kabal tumo. Like the Gemara, v'kachos lehi d'yotivo. The word that as long as it's wet and it's just being put out to dry, then it doesn't pass. That's not called the mesachik for dover makabel tumah. Where is the luchi opshe kaminu achinah chanami? Once it dries out, luchi Rashi is a pasul gemara. Rashi learns that schach pasul only passes sadin only passes when it's serving as a schach, when it's serving lahogen. It's not lahogen, then it's not doesn't pass. Doesn't have a shem schach and doesn't pass. Rashi means that that's the heter of Lenoisa. Lenoisa is not Lehogim, it doesn't have a Shem Schach. So likewise in this Gemara, if it's just being put out to dry, so obviously it's not Lehogim, so it doesn't have a Shem Schach, it doesn't pass. Once it's dry, so why is it out there? At least it looks like it's out there to be Mesachach, it's out there to provide shade. That's Mesachach, but Dover Mekabel Tumah. So with Rashi, that's a pretty straightforward Gemara. And even according to Rashi, I would imagine that in Midiraisa it's probably not called Mesachach v'dover makabel tumah because he put it out to dry. He just left it there, so if, you know, he didn't take it down in a hurry, but the Maisi didn't put it down logging. But since it's dry, it looks like he put it down, and nobody realizes why he put it down. If it's wet, it's wet, but if it's not wet, people think that he put it down for shade. If he put it down for shade, then it's Mesachach v'dover ha-makabel tumah. On the other hand, if you hold like those who shine him, that the heter of sadin lina oiso is because it's bottled to the schach. The Rosh is in the Miches, he went that way to Isis as well. Many Rishonim said the Feresh, that the Ramban and the Muhammad and the Ritva, that the heter of sadin lina oiso is that when it's lina oiso, it's bottled to the schach. So then, it's difficult. Why, when it's wet, is it possible? I mean, why, when it's wet, is it kosher? It's still not bottled for the schach. Put out the ksonis to dry. It's bottled for the schach. According to the Rosh Hashim Yiches, the Rosh Hashim Yiches is the one that we talked about a lot. We didn't talk about it. But the Rosh Hashim Yiches learns that the heter lina oiso is because it's bottled for the schach. And the Rosh says schach posel, it's not bottled for the schach. If you just have a layer of schach posel, the Rosh says then it's not bottled for the schach, and then it's not, even if it's not mukul dal. So what's the heter of the ksonis? What's the difference to the ksonis of dry or wet? Dry or wet is not bottled for the schach. Even if you want to talk in terms of the rivoz psul of the schach psul passes underneath it, so look at that also. What's the difference if it's dry or wet? Either way, it's not bottled for the schach. So lemaisa, you're sitting in the cell of the ksonis, not in the cell of the schach. Because why should it matter if the ksonis is dry or wet? As bottled for the schach, it's not more bottled for the schach when it's wet than when it's dry. So the Ritva and the Ran talk about it. But they discuss it with the Feresh. The Ran talks about it. The Ritva is probably the same as the Ran. The Ritva is more mafurish than the Ran. The Ritva says two things. Teres number one, the Ritva says, is that when it's wet, so it's clear you only put it out for a short time. And he says, if you put something down for a short time, it's arai and it's kemishena. All of the psulim of sadin and all the psulim we've been talking about, they're all when you're putting it down for the duration or I don't know exactly what the measure is. But a kapon is not arai. So you put something down arai. You just lay something down on the schach for a few minutes. Then that does not have the psul of whatever the psulim are. Shnei schachim. Whatever all the psulim that are in play over here, they don't apply when you're putting it out temporarily. That's teretz number one in the Ritva. Teretz number two, he says, that in Echanami, you're not allowed to sit under it even when it's wet. And the Gemara is not talking about sitting under the ksonis. So, why not allowed to sit under the ksonis? The Gemara is talking about when you're not in the sukkah. Are you allowed to leave it there to dry if you're not in the sukkah? So he says, when it's wet, so everybody realizes that it's dripping wet. You're not sitting, everybody realizes that nobody's home. Because who would sit under a wet, dripping sinus? So that everybody knows the sukkah is empty. but if you're going to leave it there after it's dry, people aren't going to realize nobody's inside the sukkah. They're going to see a ksein is drying on top of a sukkah, and they're going to think that inside there are people eating. So then you have to take it off. So then maybe that neutralizes this whole gemara. Shaim asks, the Rav asks, what if Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam Shita, as quoted by the Ramban in the Ritva, it's not like Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, the Ramban in the Ritva had a Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam held that if the schach came first, then no psulim can then attach themselves to it. So if the schach was there first, there's no psul of star schach basal b'har schach kosher, and there's no psul of sukkah tachas sa'ilon. All those psulim are only when the sukkah came after. Rabbeinu Tam was medayek. Tosh doesn't have this Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramban and the Ritva, we talked about this. The Ramban and the Ritva, they have this Rabbeinu Tam. They say that Rabbeinu Tam was medayek in the mission of Hidlo Es Hagefen. That the Rabbeinu Tam learned the mission that it's one case. Hidlo Es Hagefen, the Sichach Olov. So it means the Geffen was there first and then they put down the Schach. Why the mission talk about such a funny case? Say the Schach was there first and they put the Geffen on top of the Schach. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's medayek, that it's only because the Geffen was there first. If the Geffen came later, then there's no problem. That's by a case where the Geffen is Chamsa Meruba. In the case of the Mishnahs where the Geffen is Chamsa Meruba, so in the Gemara Testament base. But Rabbeinu Tam says even if the Geffen will be Tzilsa Meruba, and it'll be Sukkah Tachas HaElon, it's still only possible if the Elon came before the Schach. If the Schach was there first, there's no Pesul. Ask the Ramban, so how do you learn this Gemara? Here you have the Ksainis. The Ksainis came after the Schach. The Ksainis came after the Schach, so what's the problem? Rabban says this is a Pirchan Rabbeinu Tam. It's had a question. What does Rabbeinu Tam do with the Gemara? So I was thinking maybe with the Chaimer Akushio. Maybe you say like this. It doesn't say in the Gemara that if the sinus is dry, then it's psula, that the sukkah is possible. Just as Rashi told them to take it down. The leilemu kamasachri v'dover makabel tumu. So I thought maybe when Tam learned in the Chanami, the sukkah is clear. But Rashi said the chachilu should take down the sinus because people aren't going to know this Rabbeinu Tam, and people are going to think that you're allowed to be masachri with the sinus. Not everybody knows Kalocha, Dona Makabal Tumah, not Makabal Tumah. They're going to see somebody as a, they're going to see Rav Ashi Sukkah as a Ksainis. And they're going to think, oh, Ksainis, you could use a Ksainis for Schach. Next Sukkah, they'll make the whole Schach out of Ksainis. Or they'll put the Ksainis down first. They're not going to know Kalocha. So he said, you should take it down. Not a good, it's a Marzai. But in Chanam, the Sukkah's Ksheir. So the Mishnah of Hidlis HaGefen, and maybe the Hidlis HaGefen also, you should take it down. The Mishnah says the Sukkah's Ksheir. But about it, if Rav Ashi was there, he would say, Dali, you should take it down. The Lelem, where you can miss Achach with the Geffen. Or maybe in the Lelemu, maybe Geffen is better, maybe Geffen everybody knows he can't be Misachach with, we could already maybe say Chiluk. Now Kaponim, I thought, L'choy, that's what Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to say, that the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is not saying a Psul. It's just saying a Marasai, and the Mishnah, well, the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't talking about the Marasai. Talk a little bit about the Tosfos Amos Yom Tov Ach and Shulchag. I don't think I want to do the Tosfos inside. Just talk a little bit outside. So it says in the Gemara, it says in the Braisa that the Sukkah and the Noi Sukkah are Muktzah Ad Mitzvah Yom Tov Ach and Shulchag. That means till talking there to Israel about Yom Tov Sheni Shulchag. So the Sukkah is Muktzah and the Noi Sukkah is Muktzah till Mitzvah Shmini Atzeres. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara later on, the Lulav HaRavah. The Gemara asks, why is that different than an Estrig? An Estrig is only Muktzah. There's two opinions. One opinion of the Gemara is the Estrig is only Muktzah till after I was Yotzi with the Estrig. This person only backs to the Estrig till you finish with it. In other words, let's say I was maxi one Estrig for all 7 days, so I can only come out of Shul in the morning of Hishana Rapa, so that I can then take the Esrog and eat it. That's one opinion of Gemara. We don't pass that way. So it's the person's makta the Esrog only limits us, only calls mana per mitzvah. That Madomer also says that if you were mafish seven Esrogim for each a separate Esrog for each day of Pesach, each day of Sukkot rather, so then every day you could go to Shul, be yaitzi with the Esrog, and then right after Shul you could eat the Esrog, and then the next day's Esrog is a separate Esrog. That's one opinion of the Gemara. The Ran speaks out. Why do you say migad is katsoy? We always have a rule in Hilchos Muksa, migad is katsoy, the Benesh Moshes is katsoy, the Kula Yevam. So the Ran explains that that's only on Shabbos, Yom Tov, not a Cholamoyed. Cholamoyed is a different kind of Muksa. The Muksa here, in Esrog is Muksa Cholamoyed too, but it's not also the Tilpul, it's not the regular Muksa, it's a Tilpul, you don't have it on Cholamoyed. It means not I'll be Nene from it, because it's Chal Shem Shemayim Olam. Not I'll be Nene from it. So there, in that Muksa Cholamoyed, you don't have the concept of migad is katzoy leben hashmoshes, which makes sense. Migad is katzoy is the soin hachonah, since by the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't muchen, so it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Yom tocholamoy doesn't need a hachonah. There's no din of a noilin hacholamoy. There's no problem. There's no din of hachonah cholamoy. There's a new din that you're not allowed to be nene at something which is hooked to the mitzvosoy. It's chal shem shemayim olav. You're not allowed to be nene from it. Not allowed to eat it. So I'm muksa from tiltul. I also in tiltul. No sukkah cholamoy. I also be tiltul. Not allowed to be nene from it. Can't eat it. The noisukah because it's Hashem Shemayim. So that doesn't have there's no migad is katsoy ben hashmoshes. Fine, that's one opinion in the Gemara. But then there's another opinion in the Gemara that no, an esrog is the kula yom is katsoy. When you max an esrog, you max it for the whole day, and therefore you can't be nene from the esrog. You can't come out of shul and eat the esrog even on Hoshana Rabbah. You have to wait till the end of the day. But Shmini Atzeres, the esrog is mutter. You're allowed to keep the esrog on Shmini Atzeres. Back to Gemara, what's the difference? Gemara itself asks the question: why is it that a sukkah is muktzad mitzvah yom tov achren to mitzvah shmini atzeres? The Eretz Yisrael don't sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. Chusars have to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. The Eretz Yisrael have to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. So what's the difference in esrog and sukkah? So Gemara answers that sukkah ben hashmoshes of shmini atzeres. If you're hungry and you want to eat, you're going to have to go into the sukkah because it's sofer gemes sofer glaylo. So in the ben hashmoshes of Shmini Atzeres, the sukkah was still muksa. Migad is katsoy ben hashmoshes, it's katsoy l'kul yom. Shmini Atzeres, there is a migad. In esrog, ben hashmoshes, you don't need the esrog. You finish with the esrog and shul in the morning. So in the meila, there's no migad is katsoy. The esrog is only muksa for the seventh day. It's not muksa. So the seventh day is over, finished. There's no migad is katsoy. That's the gemara. Asks Taisvis, but ben hashmoshes was the esrog muksa. Can I eat the esrog ben hashmoshes? Bottom line, can I eat the esrog ben hashmoshes?
No.
Because sofer gemes sofer glaylo, so it still looks so. So why don't I say migad is katsoy ben hashmoshes? Katsoy l'kul yom. The same way by sukkah, I say that since ben hashmoshes, if I'm hungry, I'm going to have to go into the sukkah, so there's a migad is katsoy ben hashmoshes. So say the same thing by the esrog. The esrog, fine, I'm not going to use the esrog ben hashmoshes. But the mice of the esrog, I'm not allowed to eat the esrog ben hashmoshes. So we're still muktzah ben hashmoshes, so migad is katsoy ben hashmoshes, is katsoy l'kul yom. So Taisus answers that's not the same. See the lashon of Taisus? It's the second narrow line. The apagat the mimonoshuch muktzah ben hashmoshes, the shema yomu, v'havi shvi shulchad. The ma'aser ben hashmoshes or shmini atzeres, you're not allowed to eat the esrog because it's a suffix. Maybe it's still a shanar abba. So why don't you say migad is katsoy? So it's toisus leshayachi I gavna lo esrog b'shmini b'migad is katsoy leben hashmoshes. You don't say migad over here. Me'achad lo neser ela machmas v'em she'ova. Since yes, it's true the muktzah that the esrog is muktzah ben hashmoshes or shmini atzeres. But why is it muktzah ben hashmoshes or shmini atzeres? It's only muktzah ben hashmoshes machmas suffix v'em she'ova because maybe it's still a shanar abba. Something that's muktzah ben hashmoshes only machmas sofer yom she'ovar doesn't have a migad that should then therefore be his katsoy for the rest of the day. That's the yisoid of Taisus, and Taisus brings a whole slew of rayas to this yisoid. So what's not so clear in Taisus is, so why is sukkah any different? So sukkah, if I'll be hungry shmini atzeres, I'm going to go into the sukkah. But why am I going into the sukkah? I'm going to go into the sukkah because of a sofer yom she'ovar. So why don't I still say at the end of the day it's a muktzah machmas sofer gem shavar? So why is it asked for the whole day? So what's the difference? Tosfos says the esrog is only muktzeh machmas sofer geim she'avar. No, so the sukkah also, I only have to go into the sukkah machmas sofer geim she'avar. I only have to eat in the sukkah ben hashmashos machmas sofer geim she'avar. So why does it last for the rest of the day? So it's not so clear what the chiluk is. I mean, one could feel maybe it's a chiluk. Not so clear what the chiluk is. The Rosh in the Rosh says the same chiluk. The Rosh in Lulav Aroma. The Rosh adds a few words, and the Rosh says that the difference is that by the sukkah, it's a maisa. Hashem by the esrog there's no maisa involved. Not allowed to be netted from the esrog ben hashmoshes, but it's not only day maisa. Tzorech lasis maisa ben hashmoshes. At the sukkah, you have to do a maisa ben hashmoshes to go into the sukkah. And that creates a muktzah for the whole day. By the esrog, yes, it's true that it's muktzah ben hashmoshes, but you don't. But there's no tzorech lasis maisa. So memela is not the same. That's the rosh. That's the distinction. But why does it make a difference? So Karban Sanal says it means that by a sukkah there's a tchiyah b'yadayim. Since I need a maisa to go into the sukkah, so it's like I was doichet b'yadayim. So that's very shver. That would only be true if I actually went into the sukkah and ate ben hashmoshes. The din that the sukkah is muktzah till mitzvah yom tov achron is not only if I did go into the sukkah ben hashmoshes. Even if I didn't go into the sukkah ben hashmoshes, but since if I was hungry I would have, so that makes an igudis katzoi. That's not tchiyah b'yadayim. I think the shot is different. The shot in the distinction of Tosfos and the Rosh, I think the shot is different than the Kabbalah itself. I think what the Rosh is saying is that by the esrog, it's true that I'm not going to eat the esrog ben hashmoshes. Machmas sofer geim she'avar. But if klapei shmaya galya, it was really not the yom she'avar. Kapishmaya Galya ben Hashmoshes was no longer Hishana Rabbah, was already Shmini Atzeres. So then the fact that I didn't eat the Esrog, does that somehow show that I was treating the Esrog as Muksa? Everything in my house that's not Muksa I eat. Lots of things in my house that are not Muksa and I don't eat them. So I can't eat the Esrog, Machmas Sofer Yom She'avar. But at its sad that the Yom She'avar, that it's not Yom She'avar, Then I didn't treat the esrog as muktzah. Misofik, I was machmer myself. I didn't eat the esrog ben hashmoshes because maybe it's yom shavah. But that could be that's a sofik. You know, haroyo l'sabra. A person sees me not eating the esrog. L'sabra says, the person sees me not eating the esrog doesn't say, oh, the esrog must be muktzah. Maybe I'm not hungry, or I don't like esrog. But there's many reasons why I'm not eating the esrog. So there's no, I don't. So yes, machmas sofer yom she'avar. I'm not going to eat the esrog. But on the other end, if it's not, but it's only machmas sofer yom she'avar, that doesn't make it. That doesn't make it that it's muktzah for the yom habo. But she'enkin by shmini atzeres ben hashmoshes. If I'm hungry, I'm going to go into the sukkah and eat. So there, I'm actually doing. If kapishmaya galya, it turns out that it wasn't sukkahs. So you can say, oh, so kapishmai galya, I didn't eat in the sukkah. Lamaisa, I ate in the sukkah. I ate in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah. So I did. So that makes it that there's no, even if I didn't go into the sukkah, but since if I would be hungry, I would have to go into the sukkah, so that means ben hashmoshes, the sukkah was ready and reserved for, that means reserved really is the main word, ben hashmoshes, the sukkah was reserved for achilas mitzvah. So that doesn't even kapishmai galya not, but lamaisa, it was reserved for, every muktzah is like that. It was reserved for something ben hashmoshes. It was reserved for some. This sukkah was reserved ben hashmoshes for achilas sukkah. So it doesn't matter if it was misofik. But bottom line, the mitzias, the sukkah was set aside for an act of eating the sukkah ben hashmoshes. Here, the kir kapishmaya galya is not going to make a difference. Kapishmaya galya might not have been shmini atzeres, but if I was hungry, I would still have eaten in the sukkah. So bottom line, the Messias is that the sukkah ben hashmoshes was reserved for eating the sukkah, and that creates a migad is katsoy, that isn't that it's muktzah for the rest of the day. Maisi Shinoder Ran is chaylik on his pesos. Ran is chaylik on the Yisoyf. And Iran says that even Muksa Machmas Yayim She'ovar is still also. Even Muksa Machmas Yayim She'ovar, if Ben Hashmoshes, if it was Muksa, even if it's Machmas Yayim She'ovar, there will be a Migadis Kasoy for the rest of the day. I said, why is the Esri not Muksa on Shemini Aseret? So the Iran learns that the Esri is actually Mutta to eat on Shemini Aseret. I mean, the Esrig is Mutta to eat Ben Hashmoshes. The Ran says you're allowed to eat the Esrig Ben Hashmoshes. So how do you eat the Esrig Ben Hashmoshes? Maybe it's not Shmini Aseret yet. Maybe it's still Eishan Arabah. So the Ran basically says it like this. He says, look, there's a Manda Omer in the Gemara that says the Esrig is only Muksan on Eishan Arabah until you come out of Shul. Because you only max to the Mitzvah, you only max to the Esrig as long as you need it. And again, at Cholamoy, there's no Migi Diskatsoy. So we don't pass him like that Manda Omer. We pass him the Esrig as Muksa for the whole day. But why? Fundamentally, we agree that I'm only maxing the Esrig for as long as I need it, and really after Shul, I'm not going to need it. The only thing is, maybe I'll miss Shul. Maybe something will happen. Maybe I'm going to want to do my Nitzilus Esrig in the afternoon. So therefore, I'm still maxing the Esrig for the remainder of the day. This is what will happen if I did not take the Esrig till Ben Hashmoshes. The whole day of the Shana Rabbah, I forgot to take. I was busy with something, whatever. Basically, for mitzvah, whatever it was, I didn't take my Esrig. Ben Hashmoshes, I'll wake up. And I'm going to realize, oh, the whole day went by and I didn't take the Esrig. So he says, I'm not going to take the Esrig because it's a sfeika de rabbanan l'kula. It could be that the Hashanah Rabbah is over. So misafik, I'm not mechuyev today. I want to be a nice guy, but I'm not mechuyev to take the Esrig ben Hashmoshes. So mele, even if I'll sleep away the whole day, I'm only going to need the Esrig till ben Hashmoshes. Once ben Hashmoshes comes, it's going to be a sofeg yom, sofeg laila. I'm not going to take the Esrig anymore. So Mimela, that's like leaving Shul. That's like, just like the other Mandomer holds, that after I leave Shul, the Esrig's not Muksa, even though it's still Ishan Arabah, because I only need it until after Shul. So even the other Mandomer, the way we paskin, that the Esrig is Muksa for the whole Ishan Arabah, it's only Muksa for the rest of Ishan Arabah, because I might not go to Shul, I might want to take my Esrig in the afternoon. But Ben Hashmoshes, I'm for sure not going to take the Esrig, because even if I forget the whole day, it'll become a Sofek Drabon Lekula. So I'm not going to need the Esrig Ben Hashmoshes. So the Esrig, I'll leave it to Emes, you're allowed to eat Ben Hashmoshes. So Mimela, obviously, there's no Migidis Katsai. A shenkin by sukkah is a sake of their isuk. If I'm going to be hungry, Ben Hashmoshes, I'm going to have to eat in the sukkah. So there it is. Then there's a migdal kasoy for the rest of the day. But that's just enough. Machlokes Yishayim. Taisus holds that machmas tough against Shavar. Taisus holds that Esrig is you're not allowed to eat this. You're not allowed to eat the Esrig Ben Hashmoshes. But it doesn't ask for the next day because it's only muksa machmas yom Shavar. I was different than sukkah. So that the Rosh Taisus explains. The Rosh explains more. Sukkah is a maisa. Esrig is not a ma'aser. I said a hasbarana. And the Ran holds that if the Esrig would be, if you would not be allowed to eat the Esrig Ben Hashmoshes, even though it's machmas sofeg yom she'ovar, it would ask for the rest of the day. But he says that's not the truth. The truth is you're allowed to eat the Esrig even Ben Hashmoshes because you were only maxing the Esrig for as long as you might possibly need the Esrig, and Ben Hashmoshes, so you're going to be speaking about the kula, you're not going to need the Esrig, you're allowed to eat the Esrig already there. Okay. I don't think so. I think Taisus just holds that we fundamentally disagree. We hold that you're max of the Esrog, the Loshman Gemara is, one Mandomer holds you only max of the Esrog, called Man Mitzvasi, and the other Mandomer says, L'kula Yoyim is Katsoy. So the Ran said, even the Mandom of Kulayim is Katsoy really agrees that you only max the Esrig for as long as you need. He just thinks you might need it the whole day. And I think Taisus would hold that that's not true, that you're really not going to need the Esrig after Shul. But nonetheless, your das is to be maxed for the whole day. And if you max it for the whole day, then Ben Hashmoshes might still be the day. So that's what. So it still looks so. That's more likely to be the Machlokes. Okay, before we go on to the next, before we go on to the Gemara, I want to revisit something. I think it's going to be important. Something's become less. The last couple of days, something's become increasingly clear to me, and I want to walk it through. The whole time from the Testament days, we've been saying. that the psul of sukkah tachas ilan is a psul of shnei tzachim. That's based on Rashi. Rashi's lashon to say that way, the psul of sukkah tachas ilan is a psul of shnei tzachim. I see now that I think this is a machlekes rishonim, and it's a fundamental machlekes rishonim. So I want to talk it through, because I think we're going to have to, you know, keep this in mind going forward. So let's just review what we saw in Rashi. Primarily Rashi and Tesamid Beis. Rashi and Tesamid Beis says several times that the psul of sukkah tachas ilan is when the ilan is still some ruba, a real ilan. It's a psul of shnei schachim. And we will match with the Rashi that Rashi holds that the psul of sukkah tachas ilan has nothing to do with the fact that the ilan is possible. And in fact, Rashi in the Mishnah about Rashi does not mention anything about mechuber being possible. So later in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about an ilun that's not silsam ruba and it's not sukkah tachas ilun, it's only chamsam ruba. Nonetheless, the Gemara says how can the tzarf chafosel v'hadis chakosher, how can even the tzarf to the shear? That's what Rashi learns. So there, Rashi wakes up and says because the ilun is chafosel, it's mechuber, and Rashi has a drasha. So it's going to be Ekev and so on. But in the Mishnah, Rashi didn't say anything. So he said, that's what the Pshat of Rashi is. Kalman. The Rashi of the Psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilan is basically the same Psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. It's the Psul of Shnei Schokim. It's the same Pasuk. The Psuk is Teshu. The Sukkas Teshu. The Psukkah Tachas Sukkah. The Psukkah Tachas Ilan. The Psukkah Tachas Abayis. Rashi learns it's all these three things are basically one Psul of Shnei Schokim. And it has really nothing to do with the fact that the Ilan is Pasuk. The Ilan, even Lu Yitzur and Ilan will be Schach Kosher, it would still be a problem of Sukkah Tachas Ilan because it's Shnei Schach. And with this we were masbir why Chavton helps when Ilan is Chamsim Ruba but doesn't help when Ilan is Silsim Ruba. That's the Yisoy of the Gemara Tesson Bech. It needs a Hezbeh. Why? What's the difference? Bittul Beroy, Rashlan's Chavton is a Bittul Beroy. If Bittul Beroy, it's Masalat the Psul. If Bittul Beroy takes off the psul, so the same way that it helps for Chamsim Ruba is shell for Tzilsim Ruba. And Rabbi Yoh really asked that as a Kashi, so what's the difference? Rabbi asked as well, Tzilsim Ruba is a Dovachoshim in a bottle. The Rashi didn't know Zecher for such a thing. If that's what Rashi thought about it, Rashi would have to spell it out. So I said, quoted Rav Osher, who explained it very beautifully, that Rashi Lushi Tosa, the psul of Chavton takes off the psul of the Ilam. But when the ilan is chams removed, just a problem. How come it starves chafosel v'ali chaf kosher? So psul mechuber chafton takes off the psul mechuber. But when the ilan is silsam ruba, who cares if the ilan is posel or not posel? It's not a psul of. It's not a, the problem is not that ilan is posel. The problem is that it's shnei schachim. So chafton in, chafton ahead. So fine. So I took off the psul. It's still shnei schachim. But mitzias, this is a schachim. This is a ilan. So that's shnei schachim. If that's the case, why is it that by sukkah tachas sukkah, if it's basically one psul of one global psul of shnei schachim, so why is it by sukkah tachas sukkah you need to have a shir haflogo, and by sukkah tachas ilan you don't have to have a shir haflogo? So you have to say, and Rashi was even by schach posul you don't need a shir haflogo. Rashi that tzadim can't be a psul of shnei schachim because it's not muflug. So see, even by Sach Posel, you need to have a Shira Flog of Shnei Schachim. So the answer was, so we said, that is not the same. Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilon, it's two Shemus Be'etzim. Torah said, B'sukkas V'loi B'sukkah Tachas Ha'ilon. So that's Be'etzim Shnei Schachim. What makes it Shnei Schachim is that it's the Ilon. Not that it's possible. I don't care that Ilon is possible. But it's Shnei Schachim Be'etzim because they have a different Shem. This is a Shem Ilon and this is a Shem Schach. But this is a Shem Bais and this is a Shem Schach. Then you don't need a Flog. Now Shem came to by Shnei Schachim, even if it's Chach Posel. But by Shnei Schachim, so there, if it's not Mufluk, then it's Chad Schachim. In fact, Rashi in that field learns that's the Gemara's question. Kamiye ben Sukkah l'Sukkah. Gemara takes for granted there must be some Shira Flogger. Rashi says, because otherwise it's one Schachim. One Sukkah is lost in activities, but it's one thing. So that's only an issue by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Even by Schach Posel, it's not a separate Shem, it's still Schach Posel. So there, without a Flogger, it's not Shnei Schachim. Sukkah Tachas Ilon, Sukkah Tachas Abayis, that's Be'etzim Shnei Schachim. But that's a technicality. But basically, Rashi holds that the psul of sukkah tachas ilan and sukkah tachas abayis is the same psul of sukkah tachas sukkah, namely it's a psul of shnei schachim. And this has been with us the whole sugya. And that's, I think, clearly Shita's Rashi. I think this is not a Dovah Musa. Because the Rif, at the beginning of the second parak, the Rif is going on the Gemara that Shmuel said that Ayoshin Tachas Amito, the Mishnah says Ayoshin Tachas Amito, you're not Yosei. So the Tigam Shmuel Bamita Gavoy Asar, Gemara Bayas and Amidais quotes it. Tigam Shmuel Bamita Gavoy Asar, it says the Rif because it's, what's the Rif is? Quotes Shmuel. They came in the Gvaya Asar, she was see a sukkah, Nasik is sukkah, Besaych sukkah, or in his Tacha sukkah, the Rufiqa Chloyotzi Dechavos. So the Rif says that the Psul of Yoshin Tachas Amito is akin to the Psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Pashtus the Lashon that the Rif is saying, and that's why you need a Shir Asar Tvachim. The Chor the Rif means that Shmuel is the Shitosa. Since Shmuel holds Sukkah Tachas Sukkah as a Shir Asar Tvachim, Shmuel by us, and then Yudom and Al. That's why Shmuel says by Amita that needs to have a shir of Asar Tvachim as well. That's the pashtus and this hekesh of the Rif is making. That's not so clear if that's mamish what the Rif means, but not so clear and it's problematic with the Gemara number base. But Akoponim, it says in the Rif, this much for sure says in the Rif, that the psul of Yoshim Tachas Amito is related to the psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. So the Balamor, yes, my name is Shmita Yitzhar Hasinai. Yoshim Tachas Amito is the problem that the oil of the Smito is Mavatul oil of the Sukkah. When you're Tachas Amito, like the moment this says, Osi oil arai, Mavatul oil arai. If you're in the oil of the Mito, you're not in the oil of the Sukkah. Was that to Sukkah Tachas Sukkah? Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, I'm in the oil of the Sukkah. The Tachtoyla. Different things. There's the Kosov, Sukkah, Tachas, Sukkah. Says the Ramban in the Mulcham, as he explained to him, that the Rif held that the Psul of Sukkah, Tachas, Sukkah is be a Soidoy of Psul of Bittul Oil. That the way the Psul, the Havon and the Psul is after all both Schachs are Kosher. What's the power? The answer says the Rif, says the Ramban in the Mulcham, that the way the Psul of Sukkah, Tachas, Sukkah works is that since the Elyono is not necessary with itself, not really Meitzel. Chori means because it comes after the Tachtoina. I already have the Tachtoina. So now I added the Elyona. It's already Mutzel. So the Elyona is not really being Meitzel. The Elyona is really not my Schach. I can't use the Sukkah Elyona. I need to use the Sukkah Tachtoina. Because that's the one that's Meitzel. And so I can't do it because the Torah said that the oil of the Elyona is Mevatel, oil of the Tachtoina. That's basically from, and that's the source for the notion that if you're tachas amito, then or under a kilo, whatever it is, if you're tachas amito, then it's not that then the oil of the mito is mevatel oil of the sukkah. Where do we know that such a concept? From the din of sukkah tachas sukkah. The way sukkah tachas sukkah works is like a 1-2 punch. The elyon is not meitzel. I have a tachlein is still meitzel, but there's the oil of the elyon is mevatel oil of the tachlein. So al derek said the oil of the mito is mevatel oil of the sukkah. That's the Ramban is mazbe the Rif. So it's Mavur in this Rif. The Ramban is masking to the Rif. And the Rosh doesn't say any Hasbara, but the Rosh also quotes the Rif. How do you see from all these Rishayim? That the Psul of Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah is Mishum Bittul Oil. That the oil, Fenish in the Ramban, is mazbe the Rif. It's the same psul, the Yisoid Adomer is the same psul as Yoshin Tachas Amit. But the oil of the oil is Mevatel oil. The oil of the Elyon is Mevatel oil of the Tachtoin. Yesh Lodum. Chor is not the same. By Mito, the Tachtoin is Mevatel Elyon. Here is the Elyon being Mevatel Tachtoin. Apparently it doesn't make a difference. See, the Rif of Taka Esen there. We'll come to the Rif in a second. But just this Nakuda, just to hammer home, that the Rosh, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Rif, as quoted by the Rosh also, the Ramban elaborates to explain the Rif. The Rif says the Psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is a psul, is midin bitul oil. When the Gemara in Amar Aleph, you know Amar Aleph, asks, "V'kam yehev in sukkah v'sukkah," and says different shiurim, when it says a tefach, like tumas oil tufa, tumas tefach, because this is four tefachim, it's the whole sugya. It has a different flavor than according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara's question is "Kam yehev in sukkah v'sukkah," because otherwise it's chav schocha. Rashi says the feirish. According to the Rif, that's not necessarily the Gemara's question. Could be that for chav schocha, maybe less than a tefach, but maybe a tefach would be good according to everybody. The Gemara's question is, but how much is an oil? Because in order for the yonit to mevatel tachtonim, it has to have a sheer oil. What's the sheer oil for the yonit to mevatel tachtonim? Is it nechlikul? Is it like oil tumo? Is it, you know, maybe it's a bigger sheer, a four tefachim, maybe it's ten tefachim? But it's a different hatoma, it's a different hadgosha in the Gemara and Yom Rav. Kami yehev in sukkah v'sukkah. According to Rashi, it's a problem of chatzchocha. That's it, just to make it not chatzchocha. According to the Rif, it's a sugya of oil. What's the sheer oil? It's also going to be very geshmak in the Gemara behemshech on Yudam and Beis, which we're headed into, where the Gemara beferish compares the din of Yoshin Tachas Amita to Shmuel Salok of Kam Yehev and Sukkah Sukkah. You need Asarat Tvachim, or Asastira. How come by Naklitin you don't need Asarat Tvachim, and by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah you do need Asarat Tvachim? Why do you have different sheer oil? Rashi, you have to say, what does one thing have to do with the other? Here we're talking about Kami, here we're talking about according to Rashi, what does one thing have to do with the other? This is a shear of how much it shouldn't be a chatz chocha. Here, Yoshin Tachas Akilo, Yoshin Tachas Anaklitin, these are shear of Kinoifis, these are shear oil. So Rashi, you're going to have to say, the more held, that the shear, that it shouldn't be a chatz chocha, is also totally in a shear oil. How much do you need? It shouldn't be a chatz chocha, shear oil. So how can be the shear oil is one thing, and the shear oil is a different thing. Fine, not the end of the world. The Rif and his school of thought is much more geshmak the Gemara's comparison. The din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is also a din oil. So it's mamish the same. It's very similar. The din of Yoshin Tachas Amito, Yoshin Tachas Akinoif. It's a din of Osi oil. It's a din of Bittul oil, and the din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is also a din of Bittul oil. In fact, the Gemara's talking about a different shiur. Hakam Shmuel requires 10 tefachim over there, and here he only requires less. It doesn't require 10 tefachim. That's this the sheep. The Ritva, at the beginning of the second parak, is Chalak on the Rif. He says, the question that I asked before, he says, by the mitzvah, the mitzvah is on bottom. By sukkah, so the oil on bottom is not the oil that's on top. By sukkah, tacha, sukkah, the oil is on top. So who said the oil on top is not the oil that's on bottom? So therefore the Ritva is chalak on the Rif, and he says the din of sukkah tachas sukkah is not meaning bitul oil. But even the Ritva who's chalak on the Rif, what he goes on to say is that therefore the din of sukkah tachas sukkah is not meaning bitul oil, but rather it's a gzeres hakosel that a sukkah that has an oil on top of it is possible. Doesn't like the language of bitul oil, because bitul oil, he says, the tachtoina is mevatel oil, not the other way around. So you can't say over here that oil is mevatel oil at tachtoina. He says, rather, it's exeris hakosuv. The oil of the tachtoina is not bottle, it's still oil. But the Torah said exeris hakosuv, that a sukkah that has an oil on top of it, piggybacking on top of it, is also possible. But even in the Ritva, you see clearly that the din of sukkah tachas sukkah is midin oil. It's not bitul oil. The rich nusuch of bitul oil is he doesn't like. You're still in the oil of the tachtoina. But that's the Xeris HaKosuv. And even though you're in the oil of the tachtoina, but since it's an oil on top of you, so that's apostles, that's the Xeris HaKosuv that you're possible. But it's possible because the yoin has a terrace oil. It's still midin oil, Maguba. And again, the Gemara's then he'll read also the same way. That's the Gemara's question. Kami heben sukkah l'sukkah. You need a sheer oil. That's the Gemara's comparison in Yonah Beis, because it's all midin, it's all shiuri oil. So that's number one. So number two, if that's the case, then the din of sukkah tachas ha'ilon cannot be the same as the din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Because the din of Sukkah Tachas Ilun has nothing to do with oil. The Horaya, the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilun is even by Choftan. By Choftan there's no Hefzik oil. Then in Rashi we said that you need a Hefzik, you need a Kam Yehe, you need a Hafloga by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. You don't need a Hafloga by Ilun, because the Hafloga is, it shouldn't be Chatz Chofa. And by Ilun it's anyway not Chofa, it's Chatz Chofa, because they have separate Shemus. But according to the Rif and the Ramban and the Rosh and the Rif, all these Rishonim who learn that the reason why you need a Haflogim and Sukkah L'Sukkah is to create an oil. So what's the difference if an Ilun doesn't have a Shef Hashem, it has a Shef Hashem? If the din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is midin oil, in the Rif's, in the Ramban's Nusuch, because the oil of the Ilun is Nerakul Tachtoinah. In the Rif's Nusuch, because it's a Kosuv that a Sukkah can't have an oil on top of it. But it's all Mitoris oil, so Sukkah Tachas Ilun is nothing to do with oil. It's even by Choptan. Al kocha, these Rishonim hold that the din of Sukkah Tachas Ilun is not midin shnei schochim. It's midin. It's rather because the Ilun is possible. It's mitoris. It's because the Ilun is chach possible. And bechlal, the whole nusuk of Rashi of shnei schochim. I don't think the Rif would use such a lashon even by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Because the Rif, the problem by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is not that it's Shnei Schochem. The problem with Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is that it's an oil on top of my Sukkah. So the oil of the Elyon is Shter, the oil of the Tachlan. The problem is not that it's Shnei. The problem is that the problem is in the oil of Tachlan, the Batul Tachlan. It's a problem in oil. The oil of the Elyon passes the Tachlan. The oil of the Elyon passes the Tachlan. The Nusach of Shnei Schochem, that's Rashi's Nusach. Because in Rashi, the main nekudah over here is Shnei Schochem. That's not even the nekudah. The Torah asks Shnei Schochem. Whether it's Sukkah Tachas Ilun, Shnei Schochem, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, Shnei Schochem. The only difference is, according to Rashi, the only difference between Sukkah Tachas Sukkah and Sukkah Tachas Ilun is that by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah you need a haflog, it shouldn't be Chatz Chochem. And by Sukkah Tachas Ilun, who needs a haflog? It's not Chatz Chochem anyway. But the Yisoid Absul is Shnei Schochem. In the Rif's terminology, I don't think Shnei Schochem, I don't think the Lashon of Shnei Schochem makes any sense. That's not the problem with the Shnei. The problem is that Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is a problem. It's not Schach Possel. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is not Schach Possel. Even the Elyonim is not Meitzel. It's not Schach Possel. The problem is not Schach Possel. It's a problem of oil. But the oil of the Elyonim is Shter's the oil of Tachtoinim. By Sukkah Tachas Ilun, that's not the problem. It's even my Choftan. By Sukkah Tachas Ilun, this exerts a Chosuv that if my Schach is under a Schach Possel, that's it. If Sukkah Tachas Ilun, if my Schach is under a Schach Possel, or on top of a Schach Possel, like by Hilas Agepin, Vesichacholah, wherever, either way, it exerts a Chosuv. Well, that's not Silsum Rum Mechamos. But anyway, it's exactly that Kosov by Sukkah Tachas Ilun, that a Sukkah that's under an Ilun, because the Ilun is possible, is possible. So this, I think, is of fundamental importance. That the whole Nusuch of Shnei Schochem, which is Rashid Nusuch, and the power of that Nusuch is that it incorporates both Sukkah Tachas Sukkah and Sukkah Tachas Ilun, that's in Rashi's world. That the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilun is basically a psul of Shnei Schochem. It's nothing to do with the Ilun being possible. In the world of the Rif, the psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is because of oil. That has nothing to do with Sukkah Tachas Ilun. A koch of Sukkah Tachas Ilun is a different psul. Sukkah Tachas Ilun is possible because it's an Ilun. And the Ilun is a Schach Possel, and Sukkah Tachas is Schach Possel is possible. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is a different psul. It's not Schach Possel. Neither of one is Schach Possel. Even when the Rabban said that the Elyon is not Meitzel, but it's not Schach Possel. It's not Lamal and Eshim or anything. It's a good Sukkah. So there it's a different soul, the oil of the Elyonish, there's the oil of the Tachtoinah. Within this world of the Rif, so Yesh Mokim Lodun is the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilun, since it's related to the fact that the Ilun is possible, is that the same soul is come as Tav Schach Possel, Vare Schach Kosher? Is that the same soul as the Rivah? It was all these Yishanim happened to hold like the Rivah also, that's maybe worth mentioning. It happens to be that all, well I don't know about the Rif, but the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rosh, they all agree with the Riva that when you have a little bit of Schach Possel, it passes the Schach directly underneath. That's how they read the Gemara from Star Schach Possel, Bali Schach Kosher. Not like Rashi and Tosfos that they were talking about a case where you didn't have enough Schach and I needed a little bit of Ilun, the Anfe Ilun, to be mashed in the Shir. They learned the Gemara from Shuta like the Riva that if you have, even if you have Ilun, it's just Chamser Muba, just a few branches, but they pass what's directly underneath. So Yesh Lodun, according to these Rishonim, that they hold that the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilun has to do with the fact that Ilun is a Schach Possel, So is that the same din as Kamisar Schach Pasul Bari Schach Kosher? That Schach Pasul Pasul is underneath? Or is it a different... Is it a different? Is it nonetheless a different halach? So this might be a machleik. This could be a this. So in the Rav Yonah Mashal, we saw that it was mashma. It's one halach. The Rav Yonah asked, why does chafin help for one case, not for the other case? It's all the same thing. If it's bottled roiv, it's bottled roiv. If it's not bottled roiv, it's not bottled roiv. Like, what's the difference? The Rav Yonah answered, this is the tzitzon ruvah. It's a davachoshev and a bottle. The Fidei Rav Yonah, there's no reason to think that these are two different halachas. They have mamish all the same rules, except in bittul roiv is an afkimino. But that doesn't need a pasuk. So if a chashev in a bottle doesn't need a pasuk. The Fidei Rav Yonah, it's mashma. It's happened one halach. I mean, the Rav Yonah, I'm not saying that the Rav Yonah is in this school entirely, but in the Rav Yonah, we saw it, it's happened one halach. In these other Rishonim, maybe it's still one halacha, but maybe not. In the Ritva, it's mefurish, that it's two different halachas. The Ritva, the beginning of Sukkah, Tesamid Beis, I think we referenced the Ritva. The Ritva, the beginning of Sukkah, of Tesamid Beis, says beferish, that the psul of Sukkah, Tachas Eilon, is a different psul. Suggests a kosher, and it's a different psul than the psul of Kamistar, Schach Fosl, Bahari, Schach Kosher, which is the Rivozdin, the Schach Fosl, Pasal, what's underneath it. And there's Nafkamina, it's Nafkamina for Choftan. Choftan helps for one, doesn't help for the other. Choftan helps for Chamsa removal, for the Rivoz Halacha. Kamistar, Schach Fosl, Bahari, Schach Kosher, Schach, but Choftan doesn't help for an Eilon, that's still some removal. In the Ritva, we saw another Nafkamina. The Ritva holds that the din of the Riva is only if the Schach Posel was either Elyoin or Kodim. At Selmin Elyoin u Choshev apilu u'mulcher. But it has to be Mukhtam or Elyoin. It can't be, that's the mission of Hidlis HaGefen. It's two cases, one is Elyoin and one is Mukhtam. But if it's neither nor, then there's no Psul of Kamistars of Tzel. The Tzel is the Tzel HaMukhtam Pasels or the Tzel HaElyoin Pasels. Because that's the Nei Tzel. But Tzuketach HaSeilon, that's possible even if it's not Elyon and it's not Mukhtam. That's this mission of Sadin. That's why the Ritva says, by the mission of Sadin, purely as Sadin, the Sadin is not Elyon and it's not Mukhtam. So why is it possible? So it busts the perish because it's a Sukkotach HaSeilon. The thing of Sadin is not Sukkotach HaSeilon. So the first in Ritva at least, that these are two different psul. But neither one is Shnei Schochem. Neither one is Shnei Schochem. In Rashi's world, Sukkotach HaSeilon is Shnei Schochem. Kamishav Schachos v'Bahar Schachos, that's a problem of Mechub. In the world of the Ritva, there's no Shnei Schochem. Sukkotach HaSukkah is a problem of Bittul Oil. Sukkotach HaSeilon has nothing to do with Bittul Oil. Sukkotach HaSeilon is a problem of Schach Posel. But it comes in two flavors. There's the flavor of when the Eilon is still some Ruba, like a Sadin. Then I don't care which one is Elyon, it doesn't matter. Elyon, Tachlin, Mukdom, Ucher, Subsul of Sukkotach HaSeilon. And Sukkah, and then there's another psul of that when the Eilon is not still some ruba, just a few anofim, but nonetheless, chach posel the tzel of the elyon mishteres the tzel of the tachter. If it's even if it's mucher, and the tzel of the mukhtam mishteres the tzel of the mucher, even if it's tachter. That's a separate halach. And stavet that the din of sukkah tachas Eilon is not mitar tzel. That's why I don't care if it's mukhtam or mucher. The din of the ribor that chach posel passes what's underneath it. That's to itself, like the request of the parish. Had selman elyon uchoshev apilu mocher, and that has to be elyon or at least muktam. The din of sukkotach haseilon, where I don't care if it's muktam or mocher, I don't care if it's elyon or tachton, like by sadin, that's nothing to do with itself. That's exeres a kosel that schach that has besides the schach. There's also a schach posel. That's exeres a kosel that it's posel. That's exeres a kosel of sukkotach haseilon. Fizeh, go back to the question, why does Choftan help for one and not for the other? Why does Choftan help for Chamsa Meruba and not for Tzilsa Meruba? That needs to be revisited. Rashi we saw. Rashi we explained. Rashi was very geshmak. Choftan is bittul beroiv. It takes off the psul, but doesn't help for Sukkotach HaSeilon because that's Shnei Schochem. It's nothing to do with psul. That was in Rashi's book. The Rav Yoi had a technical answer. This is Dov HaChoshev, not a Dov HaChoshev. In the world of the Ritva, in the Rif, the Ramban, these Rishonim, so then the Adayin Yesh Lishot, why does Choftan help for Chamsa Meruba, which is the problem of Tzel, but it doesn't help for Tzilsa Meruba, where it's a Sukkotach HaSeilon. So here's a few possibilities. First of all, we saw in the Ritva that the way Chofen helps is not within Bittul Deroy. The Ritva learns it's not a really good Bittul Deroy because it's Nikr. I mean, not Nikr, but it's Yochel of Aram. The Ritva is not really a proper Bittul Deroy. Chofen works because it takes off the mile of the Elyon. It's not an Elyon anymore. It's so mixed up. That's only with Chams removal, which is found with Tzel. Elyon Tzel, Elyon Choshev. So Chofen takes off the Chashivus. But Sukkotah Chaseilon has nothing to do with Tzel. It's Exeris HaKosuv. So what do I care? Elgin Tachton, Mukhtar, 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 Choshev, not Choshev. That's not, for that Chofen doesn't help. It's still Exeris HaKosuv and a Sukkah that besides the Schach, you also have a Schach Fossil. Because Shia Tzilson Ruba is Exeris HaKosuv and it's no good. Yes, so that could be all by itself. That would be a good, that could be a Chiluk all by itself. Moreover, could be there's another distinction. According to this, these Rishayim, could be there's another difference. Why Chofen should help for one and not for the other. Because according to these Rishayim, when the Elon is only Chamsin move, it's a sparse Elon, so you don't really have the Xeris HaKosov of Sukkot HaChatzilun. Lav Elon. All you have is the Tzel problem, that the Tzel Elyon shteres the Tzel HaTachta, or the Tzel of the Mukhtam shteres the Tzel of the Mocha. So if I'm Mevatel the Elon, and I take off its Psul, so I solve my problem. My Schach was Kosher. My Elon was Psul. I need my Schach Kosher to. So I need to get rid of this. I need to get rid of the Elon. So with Bittul Groiv, I can get rid of the Elon. When you have an Elon that's Silsum Ruba, so it's Exeris HaKosuv. So when it's Exeris HaKosuv, that means that the Psul is not only the Elon. Now my Schach is also possible. Because when I have a Schach that's under an Elon, so if the Elon is not really an Elon, it's Chamsum Ruba. And the only problem is inside my cell that the cell from the Elyon is staring the cell from the Tachlin. So which is the schach over here that's possible? The Elon. The schach is good, but my schach is not producing any cell. The Elon is producing one cell because the Elon was Elyon or Kodner. So fine, I have to deal with the Elon. So I'll be about the Elon with my schach until the Roy even finished. Now she'enkein when the Elon is tzilsum meruba. So now I come into Exeris HaKosuv. The sukkas v'loy v'sukkah shetachas the Elon. The Exeris HaKosuv is already mechel psulim the schach. So now not only is my Elon possible, but my schach is also possible. Because now if there's a kosuv that's a pastus in the schach. If the schach is also possible, so what's going to help to do bittul groiv? I'm going to be ma'arav the Elon in the schach. But my schach is already possible. So I mean ma'arav possible but possible. So there, but that, therefore that chafim doesn't help. And this is the ma'isa nitter. The iter says this. The iter says the reason why by tzilsum ruba chafim doesn't help is because the schach itself is possible. And it could be this is also pshat in the Ran. The Ran and which we didn't talk about so much in Shir, but the Ran when he also asks why does Chofen help for Chams Ruba and after Silsam Ruba, so the Ran says the Ran says that Chofen doesn't help when the Elon is Silsam Ruba because the Schach itself is not ainoy moil besukukum. Very Sosum, what the Ran wants to say. Well, what does he mean? When the Elon is Chamsim Ruba, then you can be Mevatelin. Even though normally the cell of one agrees with the other, but I'm Mevatel Elon. But when the Elon is Silsim Ruba, then I can't be Mevatelin the Schach, because the Schach is not Moil, the Schach itself is not Moil, a Schach at Kosher, and a Moil Besukha Klum. I saw some what the Ran wants. They say Torah, not so clear. But maybe the Ran means this far, that when the Elon is Silsim Ruba, then the Schach itself is possible. That means Ein Moil Klum. I mean, was it a help to be mevatel the Elon and the Schach? So now I'm going to be mesachach only with the Schach. The Schach itself is a moil because the Schach itself has a pastel. So Sukkot HaKasei Elon. Ulay. Okay. Anyway, that's this piece. This is the main thing I wanted to present. But what's important in the takeaway, and it's going to be very important in the whole sugya now, is that this divide that according to Shitas Rashi. And up till now, we've been abusing Rashi's. We've been under the sway of Rashi's in the Sukkot. According to Rashi, the psul of Sukkot HaChaseilon is the psul of Shnei Schochim. It's fundamentally the same as the psul of Sukkot HaChasuk. And that's Rashi throughout the whole sugya. Rashi by Sadin, when he talks about the Sadin, is it the psul of Mesachach B'Dover Mekabel Tumor? Is it the psul of Shnei Schochim? This is all Rashi's terminology that a Sukkot HaChaseilon is the Shnei Schochim bigger problem. And the most question of Kami Yehavin Sukkah L'Sukkah is a question in Shnei Schochem. How much Haflogga do I need to make it into Shnei Schochem? It shouldn't be a Chad Schochem. That's the world of Rashi. The world of the Rif, the Ramban, and the Rosh, and the Ritva, all these Rishonim were in the orbit of the Rif. In their world, the Pesukah Tachasukah is an oil problem. The oil Ha'Elyona is Mevatel oil of the Tachtonim. In the Nusach of the Ramban, or in the Nusach of the Ritva, he doesn't quite like the Ramban, but he says that's exactly, that's a Kosov, that the Sukkah is possible if there's an oil Ha'Elyona, and if the oil of the Ha'Elyona is on top of it. Even though the oil Ha'Elyona is not Mamish Mevatel Tachtonim, but Kach Gozer Torah, that if the Sukkah has an oil Ha'Elyona on top of it, so it's Psulim. Kach Oikach. But it's an issue. The issue is that the Elyona makes an oil, and that's the psulas machmas. It's not shnei schochim. It's that the oil of the Elyona is shteres the oil of the tachtayim. The feed their shita. It's clear that has nothing to do with sukkah tachas ilon. Because sukkah tachas ilon is even without an oil. Even if it's chochma. So there, you know, there's no oil. So al kochach, they're going to have to learn that sukkah tachas ilon is one world, and sukkah tachas sukkah is another world. Sukkah tachas ilon. The problem comes from the fact that Elon is possible. It's a kosov, it flows from the fact that Elon is possible. So the Torah said a schach that has on top, besides the schach, there's also besides the schach a kosher. There's an Elon, there's a schach a possible. So the Torah said that's no good. It doesn't have to be an Elon, it could be a Sadin, the Ritvus of the Fair. Sadin is also Sukkotachas Elon. So the fact that it's a schach possible. That is not Sukkotachas Sukkot. Sukkotachas Sukkot, there is no schach possible. Both schachs are not are kosher schachs. So ketachas ilun is within bitul oil, and these are two different realms. According to these rishonim, the Gemara says kani even sukkah l'sukkah is not merely a problem. It shouldn't be chatz chacha. It's a shaila how much haflogu do you need to make an oil? A tefach, four tefachim, ten tefachim, some machlekes in sheer oil. Yesh mefarshim hold that the psul of sukkah tach sadin is a psul of shnei schokim. That's more the world than Rashi.
So why do you need a haflog?
But they just hold that you don't need a haflog. Maybe like in Iri, it's chach postel is psul of garmler that it's considered to be a separate chach. Now I want to raise another question, and really this is going to be more for tomorrow, but I want just to start to talk about it now. It's very involved with the next sukkah. We're going to go forward tomorrow, to the next sukkah, till the bottom of the omelet and then into the next omelet. But I just want to start by as follows. So Where's Kamehaven Sukkah the Sukkah? Rabbuna says a tepach, Rav Chisda says four tefachim. And those are presumably shirim of oil. Shmuel says, no, you need ten tefachim, kechsher kach psulah. So yesh lachkar. And this we touched on in the past, but the next, I want to start the serious discussion on it. So when Shmuel says kechsher kach psulah, is the pshat in Shmuel that he's in the same line as the Rabbuna Rav Chisda? The Rabbuna Rav Chisda is saying how much haflog you need for shir oil. Again, l'Rashi k'dislei, l'Rif k'dislei. According to Rashi, you need a shir oil. It shouldn't be chatzchacha. According to the Rif, you need a shir oil because that's the definition of the psul, that the oil elyon is mevat l'oil. The oil elyon is mevat l'oil of the tachtayim. Kafei kach. But you need to have a haflogah because you need to have a shir oil. Rav Huna says a tefach, and Rav Chisda says four tefach. Tam Gon Shmuel says no, ten tefach, kechsher kach psul. So what's the pshat? In Chayru, you can say two. You can understand Shmuel in two ways. You can understand Shmuel that he's in the same line. That Shmuel is saying the sheer oil is ten tefach. The sheer oil for sukkah is ten tefach. Why? Kechsher kach psul. You see, for hechsher sukkah you need ten tefachim. So that's a gili milsa. That the oil, what's called an oil in Yin Sukkah, the oil of Sukkah, defines the Rishos. That's what oil does, and oil defines the Rishos. The oil of Sukkah is ten tefachim. So if that's the oil of Sukkah, l'gabi hechshera, that's a gili milsa, that the oil of Sukkah, l'gabi psul, oil, l'gabi psul, whether it's to separate the schachim according to Rashi, whether it's to oil el-yoyim v'vat l'tachlein according to the Rif, that tells me that the sheer oil is ten tefachim. That's possibly number one. Or, possibly number two, is that Shmuel is saying a nusva. As far as sheer oil is concerned, you know what, you're right. Maybe four tefachim would be an oil. Maybe tefach would be an oil. Shmuel is saying a nusva, that it's exeis hakosuf. So new thing that demur, that up to Shmuel nobody thought. That the psul of sukkah tachas sukkah is only posul if the sukkah yoyna is a sukkah kshera. And if the sukkah yoyna is a sukkah psula, then you don't have, then the Torah never said this is a kosher. We were very busy in the Rashi. Which way is we believe in the Rashi? A few while back. But the Chayrut and Machlekes Rishonim. There's a Balamor. The Balamor is done. Who do we pass on like? Shmuel, Rabbuna, or Chisda? What's the halacha? So the many Rishonim pass on like Shmuel. Or Ban passes like Shmuel. But the Balamor says, no, the halacha is not like Shmuel. The halacha is like a Chisda. It's first of all because Chisda is a shita, an in-between shita. I don't know exactly what that means. It's the in-between shita, so we should pass like a Chisda. He's like the centrist, so we have to go with him. And then he says another thing. You see later on the days, the Gemara says that Noi Sukkah, the shir for Noi Sukkah Muflogim to be possible is the shir of Dalet Tvachim. He says, Chisda Shitosai, that the shir aflog is Dalet Tvachim. The Gemara doesn't bring any other shitas over there. Doesn't bring Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the shir aflog should be 10 Tvachim. Zetman, you see that the halacha is like Rav Chisda, the Gemara there doesn't bring Shmuel at all. You see the Gemara is passing like Rav Chisda to the Shir is Dalet Tvachim. That only makes sense if the Pshat and Shmuel Kechsherach Kapsula that it's a Shir oil. It's a Shir Haflogus oil. So I can say, according to Shmuel, they need 10 Tvachim for oil sukkah. So Noi sukkah also, in order to be called the Noi sukkah Hamuflogim, in order to be called, say, Yoshin Tachas Amito or something, in order to be called a separate oil, Rashi's Noisuk Amuflogim is a psul of Hafsakas oil. So there also, the shear should be 10 Tvachim. If there's not a, for it to be a separate oil from the Schach, it has to be 10 Haflog of 10 Tvachim. If on the other end, Shmuel is not talking about the shear oil, Shmuel would just be saying a new Svarav Kechsher Kach Psulov. So this word kechsher kach psulim shetzeres hakosul, that the psul of sukkah tachas sukkah requires gidrei sukkah ksheira, and if the yoyinet is a sukkah psul, it doesn't passel. So what does that do with noisukkah? Noisukkah is yoshin tachas amit. It doesn't do. It doesn't need gidrei sukkah ksheira. So it's muchuk in the balamor. But the balamor held that it's that Shmuel's halacha of ten tochim is a shear in the oil. And the kechsher kach psul, it just means b'derech gili milsa. You see the oil of a sukkah. L'inyan sukkah in oil is 10 tefachim. So I didn't look at me. No sukkah, in order to be a separate oil, it has to have a half log of 10 tefachim. The Ramban and the Milchamas argues on the Balamar. And the Ramban says, b'feirish, that Shmuel's requirement of 10 tefachim has nothing to do with dinei oil. He says, what are you comparing to Nakud Deretz Shailov? What are you comparing it to Tanoi Sukkah Mutonga? The Shir of Kasher Kapsul has nothing to do with dinei oil. So I take that back. Ramban does not say that. Ramban does not say that. But from that, Ramban does not. Ramban says something else. But the Balamor, at least, you see clear in the Balamor that he learns the shear of Shmuel is a shear in the. It's a shear in how much in oil sukkah. On the other hand. Riyadh says that in order to the coin to Shmuel, you need to have Sherek HaPsula, so the Elgoyin has to be 7 Tochim by 7 Tochim. Because that's Sherek HaShuk. If it's a Sheer Oil, Shmuel's just saying it, Gil and Milsa, what's the Sheer Oil? So who says, what is it to Zayin Tochim and Zayin Tochim? Zayin Tochim and Zayin Tochim, not Sheer Oil. So it didn't have Sheer Sukkim, the Reishu Rubib Shulchanah. The Machzek is Reishu Rubib Shulchanah. How is Mukha that the Riyadh understood? The din of kechsher kach psula is nothing but shir oil. Shmuel says it's a nusfar that you need to have dinei hechsher sukkah in order for the elyona to pass the tachtanim. L'chayis is also totally another machlekes. The Gemara says that you need yechayil kabel karm b'ksosos. The Mishnah says you need aim the yom bel yoyin. It means yechayil kabel karm b'ksosos. But you need it, at least al yedei etchak. Rashi learns that that's because of Shmuel's din of kechsher kach psula. And the Ramban is masking to Rashi. The Balamor learns that it has nothing to do with kechsher kach psula. The Balamor passes against Shmuel, like I said before. He passes like the centrist chief of Kisbah. But nonetheless, it says you need your chayil kabel karm b'ksosos. The Ramban asks in the Balamor, what are you talking about? The chayil kabel karm b'ksosos is because of Shmuel. You don't need 10 tefachim, you don't need the chayil kabel karm b'ksosos. L'chayra, it's totally in this. If Shmuel's halacha is a sheer oil, the gili muslim is sheer oil, what does that do with the chayil kabel karm b'ksosos? What does that do? Shmuel said a chiddush din, how much is the sheer oil? One tefach, four tefachim. If Shmuel's machadish, 10 tefachim, that's the sheer oil. What does that do with the chayil kabel karm b'ksosos? Just because the sheer oil is 10 tefachim, therefore you have to have your chayil kabel karm b'ksosos. If there's a svar, you need your chayil kabel. There might be a svar, you need your chayil kabel. Maybe without your chayil kabel, it's not a reshus. But that's nothing to do with the din of 10 tefachim. So that's the Balamor. The Balamor Taka says, the Balamor Shitosi. Forget it, it stems very well. The Balamor Shitosi. The Balamor holds that the din of Asar Tefachim is only a sheer oil. That's why he compared it to Nisuka Muflogim. He says it's the same issue. So Shir Oil, so he learned that it has nothing to do with the Din of Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos. The Gemara that says, the Mishnah that says you need the Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos has nothing to do with Shmuel. It's according to Rabbi Rafun also. According to Rabbi Rafun and Rav Chisda also. In fact, the Balamor, passing like Rav Chisda, all you need is four Tvachim. And he still says you need the Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos. It's a different halacha. What's the Havon of that halacha? Maybe the halacha is, maybe it's not an oil if you can't sit on it. If you can't be there, maybe it's not an oil. Maybe some other Svar, anything. Let's say, maybe Stavid asked the Svar. But Rav Kapponim, it has nothing to do with, it doesn't emerge out of Shmuel, because there's nothing to do with Shmuel. On the other hand, Rashi and the Ramban, who say that the din of Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos is an outgrowth of Shmuel's din of Kechsher Kapsula, sounds like they hold that Shmuel's halacha, that Shmuel's Kechsher Kapsula is not a sheer oil, it's a svara that Del Yoyin has to be a Sukkah Kshera. And a Sukkah Kshera includes Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos, should be Royal Adira. Not only that, the Rabban at the beginning of the Masechet says that it's told that the Machlekes of Yudah Chacham is the Machlekes in Diras Arai and Diras Kva. That you have to, that in order for the Suyal Yoyin, the Pasal of Tachtoino, if you hold Diras Kva Be'inon, then it has to be Yechayil Kabel Mekorim Besos, Shloya Lidei Chak, it shouldn't be a Diras Arai, it should be a Diras Kva. If it's, and this is all coming out of Shmuel, of Kechsher Kapsula, it's Mukuch, that it's a din in the Hechsher Sukkah. Kechsher Kapsula means I need Hechsher Sukkah for the Yoyin, the Pasal of Tachtoino. The problem is that then Chayitz comes out of steer in the Rif and the Ramban. Because on the one hand, here we see that the Ramban is saying that Shmuel's din of Kechsher Kapsul is not a sheer oil. It's a din. It's a new gzeres akosuf that the Elyon has to have a hechsher sukkah to pass l'tachlem. The Ramban says that that's the Ramban, and the Ramban reads it into the riff from Daf Beis about Diras Arai and Diras Kva. He says that's part of the riff. The riff is talking about this Gemara, that the Gemara of Yehuda Machlekes Yechayil Kabel Karim Ksosos Deyachak is the Machlekes in Diras Arai and Diras Kva. Why does the Leona have to have Gidvei Diras Arai and Diras Kva? Apparently, because of Shmuel's halacha, Kechsher Kapsula. We need to have the Sukkah, Leona has to have Gidvei Sukkah Kesher. That's the Xeris Akosul of Kechsher Kapsula. On the other hand, the Rif and the Ramban, beginning the second parak, the Rif has explained by the Ramban, says that the psula of sukkah tachas sukkah is that the oil el yoyin is mevatel oil tachtoin, and that's the source for yoshin tachas amitu. So here I don't understand, and this I don't have at this stage I don't have a teretz for this. Heich is kaim u'shnei advar malol. If the psula of sukkah tachas sukkah is because the oil of el yoyin is mevatel oil tachtoin, and that's the model for yoshin tachas amitu. Then who cares if the El Yoyin has Gidrei Sukkah, doesn't have Gidrei Sukkah, Hekshe Sukkah, not Hekshe Sukkah. If it's an oil, it's Mevatel Oil HaTachtoin, and if it's not an oil, it's not Mevatel Oil HaTachtoin. And if there's some Zeres HaKosu that's not enough to be an oil, an oil El Yoyin by itself is not Mevatel Oil HaTachtoin, there's some Zeres HaKosu that on top of that also has Gidrei Hekshe Sukkah, so how do you learn that from the Yoshim Tachas Amitah? The whole Ramban is that Yoshin Tachas Amit is an outgrowth of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. And you see in Sukkah Tachas Sukkah that oil of the Yoyin is Mevatel oil of Tachtoinah. So who is in Yoshin Tachas Amit? The oil of the Mita is Mevatel oil of the Sukkah. That's not the Pshat in Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, according to Shmuel, is Exeris HaKosul of Kechsher Kapsula. And the Ramban passes by Shmuel. So that I don't know what to do with. That I don't know what to do with. Okay, we're gonna be busy with this one. The whole Gemara Amud Beis that compares Shmuel's halacha to Naklitin really revolves what's the most kasha, what's the most teretz. It revolves a lot about the around this issue.
In the case of Sukkah Salem, according to the Ran, we say it's not because of Shem's talking. And the Ritva also says it's not because of Shem's talking, it's only because.
The Ran and the Ritva.
They say that Shem's talking. So if it doesn't love me in Hamasa, we say that the Psula according to Ritva of Sukkah Salem is because of. Gzeres HaKosu. Okay, but what is the psula of the Gzeres HaKosu?
I don't think it's self. It's not because it's self. Ilan could be, the sukkah could be first and on top. Not a problem with self. The self is really, I mean, the sukkah could be, even if the sukkah was kotlo, and even if the sukkah was elyoina, like by Pierce Lesadin, it's still called the sukkah tachasim. So it's not a self problem. But the self is from the schach and not from the, not from the sadin. And that's only when you have an oil. By Yehud Sukkot Achas Ilan, by Pirish Lashad, it's only Haflog Asar.
But the Rizal doesn't hold that it's Midin Bito. He says that you take out the Hashuas.
No, but when it's not Bito, when you have Pirish Lashad in there, Hamav there, and Shad, when it's Aslus, and they don't learn like a Rishad that is a special in the Shire. It's a regular, it's just not Bito. So the Ilan Bito says it's possible because it's a Sukkot Achas Ilan.
Which is...
But it's not a flogger, so it's not an oil.
So it can't be Shnei Schochen either.
So it's not Shnei Schochen. Sorry, it's not Shnei Schochen. I mean, maybe it could be Shnei Schochen, but the Ritva doesn't have a Shnei Schochen. He holds a Shtukat Achas Lesukah, it's not possible to the Shnei Schochen. It's possible because the oil of the Elyon, the Pasos, that the oil of Tachtay. The Pasul of Sukat Achas Ilan is even in cases where you don't have a My sukkah tachasuk, you need a flogus oil. The sukkah oil, you know, oil's worth above the tachtainu. You need oil on top of the tachtainu. At Pierce Lesadin, let's say the sad is on top. So you don't have an oil, but the sad is on bottom. Maybe it's enough that the sad is an oil off the ground. Read my chotter, never my sad, chotter. Chofen is no oil, and nonetheless, it's sukkah tachas ilan. Mukhach that sukkah tachas ilan has nothing to do with oil. Akokoch, it's nothing to do with sukkah. It's not. So we don't find the notion of shnei chofen. You have sukkah tachas sukkah, that's akokoch oil. If sukkah tachas ilan, that's al that's not al sukkah tachas sukkah. So there's no notion of shnei chofen.
So in the case of Chavatan, the Ran says he works within Bitu. You know, battling.
Not really Bitu, he says it works, so it takes off the mile of Belgiano.
The Ritva brings down, doesn't bring the Lashon Bitu, but the Ran thing brings
the Ran actually works with
Bitu. So why we don't have community between them? Why one says he's working at the Bitu and the one says it's not?
So I suggested with the Iter. And in the case of when the ilan is chamso only, so then the schach is a good schach, just the ilan is possible. Like we lack the ilan and the schach, but when the ilan is silsa mumma, so then I have the exerus of kosov. The exerus of kosov says that not only is the ilan possible, it makes the schach possible. So if the schach is possible, what's going to help to lack the ilan and the schach? The schach is possible.
So according to Ritva. Since the skach becomes a skach pasul, so you don't need to mevatel.
It doesn't help to mevatel.
According to Ran,
you're putting pasul and pasul.
According to Ran, one is pasul, the other one is kosher, and therefore you need to get to bitul.
So even the Ran, when the ilan is chamza meruba, so then it's just a problem of tzel. So then I could say the skach is kosher. The ilan is a problem because the ilan is pasul and the tzel of the pasul is interfering with the tzel of the kosher. Fine, so I'll mix my ilan into my schach. It'll be bottled right. It's pasul, no longer pasul. But in the case of sukkah tachas the ilan, when the ilan is tzilsam ruba, so then the gzeres hakosuf says that not only is the ilan pasul, the gzeres hakosuf says that the schach is pasul. So what is going to have to mix them up? So I can put chazer and chazer.